RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Well, they got a good front. They got a good defense. That's the defending Super Bowl champs for a reason. They had a good plan. They get paid on that side of the football, too. So, again, it just comes down to us executing, making one more play than they did. And obviously we saw that we didn't make that last play. I didn't make that last play. So, yeah.
All right, that's Josh Allen after the game yesterday. And he's right. Very good front four. They dominated the Bills' interior offensive line, especially yesterday. I mean, Jalen Carter is one really, really great football player. You know, he's there's been some things that popped up with him, of course, and he had some injuries in and out of the lineup, but he was a difference maker yesterday, and he blocked the kick as well. Now, Josh talked there about not making the play at the end, got to have execution. I agree with that. I mean, the Bills just shot themselves in the foot yesterday, really. The proverbial shot themselves in the foot, right? You look at it, and folks, look at the stats in this game. The Bills had 331 yards of offense. Not a great day, but a good enough day. It's the NFL. It's against the Eagles defense, 331 yards. The Eagles had 190. They outgained them 331 to 190. The Bills averaged 4.5 yards a play. Eagles 3.5 yards a play. 4.5 is not a lot. 3.5 is minuscule. The Eagles had in the second half one first down. Jalen Hurts did not complete a pass in the second half. 0 for 7. The Eagles punted on five straight possessions. Five. They had a total of 16 yards on 18 plays. That counts a kneel down, but that counts in the second half. And the Bills lost the game. How? Because they made critical mistakes at inopportune times. What we talked about at the beginning of the show, that's the theme of today when it comes to yesterday's game. There's still a page to turn to move forward to next week. We'll talk about that, how the Bills are going to play it. Been online on X at Sell Sports, talking with some people about, you know, seeding possibilities next week, where everything lies. There's just so many different possibilities. We know the Bills will play 4:25 p.m. against the Jets at home in what will most likely be the final ever game at Highmark Stadium. 803-0550 is the number to call. Welcome back here to the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show on a Buffalo Football Monday. I don't know why I keep saying Friday, folks. I've said Friday 10 times today. Probably two or three, but I've said Buffalo Football Friday several times. It's a Buffalo Football Monday. And of course, it is always on a Monday brought to you by and presented by Catholic Health, the right way to care. Brought to you by Northwest Bank. For what's next, get started at northwest.com. And by Northtown Hyundai, Western New York's premier Hyundai dealership. Shop online at northtownhyundai.com. We'll get to our extra point from the sidelines in a little while. We'll get to sit up, stand down. Hey, buddy. This week, we got a lot more of your phone calls, and I like where you've taken it today. A lot of different ways that you can go with yesterday's game. Frustrations with Joe Brady, debate about the two-point conversion play, frustrations with Josh Allen, execution. I haven't heard a lot on the defense today from a critical standpoint. The only real criticism I have of the defense yesterday was two long yardage situations given up in the first half, third down and 10, third down and 12. Those are the two big criticisms I have. Other than that, they played a really, really good game. And by the way, there was a caller earlier who called up and said, who are the rookies on the defensive line? I thought he meant defensive tackles. Apparently, I think he was meaning Andre Jones Jr. Thanks a lot to my buddy John Scott from Spectrum, from WGRZ TV2, formerly Spectrum, but John of Channel 2, who texted me and said he was talking about Andre Jones Jr. Thanks, John, for listening and for letting me know. And you're right, John, he was. And if that is the case, to the caller who called earlier and we couldn't figure out and I couldn't remember and we couldn't get to that particular point, I'm bringing it up again because I like the way that Andre Jones Jr. Has played over these last couple of weeks. And I said that when people said, why are they elevating Judon? Yeah, I'd like to see Matthew Judon play. I think Andre Jones Jr. has played well. He's played special teams. He actually played well yesterday. He played well last week. So, you know, I think keep playing the young guy there and seeing what he can give you. Maybe Judon still, you know, gets an opportunity, and that would be great. Maybe the Bills aren't putting him on the field yet because they want to wait to kind of, I don't know, unveil or show something new in the playoffs. He also is learning the system, but Andre Jones Jr. is the guy that they were talking about earlier. We are on the video side of things today, of course, on the YouTube stream, on the Twitch stream. Thank you very much, AC Man, Bill, Ted, John, Charles. Everybody's coming. Hot Dirt, Dylan Mark. Who else we got here? A lot of different. Fran is in here. Scott is in here. Robert's in here. Thanks a lot, everybody. IDL, all of you. All right, Charles. Good to hear from you. Good to see you. And good to hear from Tim, who's on a cell, starts us off this hour. Hi, Tim.
Hello. Is this Phil?
Yep. You're on the air, buddy.
Hey, happy holidays. Calling from home of the Bears down in Frewsburg, Shane Conlon country. A couple points, I guess. One is the two-point conversion stuff. Do you know what the Bills, I think their conversion rate for this year is like 1-for-6 or 1-for-7. So my idea is that whatever they're doing isn't working. That they need to really look at that and see what they can do better. I mean, someone like Josh Allen, a talent like him, he should be at least, you would think, 50%, right? And I'm for, you know, looking at
what did you think they did wrong on the two-point conversion yesterday? Because it was a great play. He just missed the throw.
Well, so that's one play. I don't think they did anything wrong. I guess my suggestion is to look at that. If you're 1-for-6 or 1-for-7, yep, which I think is what they are. You know, a lot of these teams run screen and pick plays that are borderline penalties, but, you know, look at that, and it needs to be better than 1-for-6 or 1-for-7. I mean,
I can promise you they are looking at it, Tim. In fact, I remember not too long ago, I don't remember which game it was, Tim, but this was brought up to Sean McDermott at some point in the last few weeks because there was a two-point conversion play, and the last time the Bills had actually converted a two-point conversion was a while ago. Even last year, they had failed on some, and he said, yeah, of course, they of course look at that. Of course they... You know, it is something. It's not just like, oh, let's just go run a play. I mean, they have plays through the week that they think will work in that situation. I don't disagree with you. I think yesterday was a great play design. It just didn't execute.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, you know, sometimes you just don't hit. You know, going to his left as opposed to going to his right. Like I said, Josh is going to hit that 9 out of 10 times. I guess my other point is that all of these teams and games are coming down. These teams are so close that, you know, one point, one play, and the decision-making is what it comes down to. The Houston game, you know, you lose by 3. This game, you lose by a point. It's razor thin. So I guess my point is that it just comes down to making the right decisions at those points, you know.
Or just making the right execution.
Yeah, true. Execution.
I have no problem with it. I think it feels like you're blaming this on the decision to go for 2, and I have no problem with it. I mean, you have a banged-up quarterback.
I have no problem going for 2. In fact, I think that's a great – no, I don't have a problem with that.
It's I got
just you. The body of evidence, you're 1-for-7, and you need to figure something out. I mean,
no doubt. I'll tell you what, Tim, I will agree with you with this, what I said. When they were lining up for it, I turned to somebody standing next to me and I said, you got to get Josh on the move here. Let him make the decision. He wants to throw it or run it, right? That's what I would have done. That's what I thought. It was a great play design anyway, and they should have hit it. They didn't. I agree that, you know, you got to look at those things they do. And what Sean McDermott said after the game, Tim, was exactly what you just did. He said, in these games, it comes down to little details. So that's what you're talking about, and I agree with you, buddy.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean, and, you know, that's what the playoffs. I mean, you're going to be facing Houston or New England or all these good defensive teams, and that's what it's going to come down to. So, well, thanks for, the time. And I was first-time caller.
No, you got it, Tim. Thanks. I hope you call again. Thanks. Way to work through that. I appreciate you working through that with me. All right, let's get to there we go. Let's go to Ed in Massachusetts. Hi, Ed. Go ahead. You're on WGR.
Hey, Sal. Good morning. Nice job.
Good morning.
Really well done. Maybe you can just help me think through this season. Like, this is somewhat confounding, but on the other hand, if you ever told me or somebody told you, look, Bills are going to the playoffs and Kansas City won't be there, Cincinnati won't be there, Baltimore might not be there, you'd say, we might be able to punch our ticket. Now, on the other hand, it's on the third hand, in order to get this done, they're going to have to win three on the road. And I went back and looked at, you know, how they've done on the road in the playoffs. I don't think they've won a playoff game on the road in ages. They go all the way back to 95, yeah. I think.
Now, it is a great, great, you know, Mike Schultz was talking about this last night, too, and I agree. It is a, Mike said, I don't want to speak for Mike, but I believe what he said, and it was a really interesting conversation. He's kind of talking it out, and this is what you're bringing up, Ed, which is, what is more valuable, what is the easier, quote unquote, easier path? To have those teams out of the way, or to have to go on the road for three games? And I believe going on the road for three games is tougher. I think at any time you go on the road in three games in the regular season is tough, let alone playoffs against really good teams.
No, I think you're right. I think that's right. But, and this is where I'd like your opinion. Love to hear it.
Yeah.
You followed this team. You've covered this team for a while. You've seen them play in the playoffs. And they do seem to elevate. You look at those Kansas City losses. I mean, they were playing at a ridiculously high level. So do you see the way this team is composed right now to be able to lift it up a notch? Some days I do, some days I don't.
Listen, I think that they have the experience, the coaching staff, the quarterback, obviously, to beat any team in any environment. I really believe that. All it takes, though, is a couple mistakes by an offense that does not have much margin for error, or even a defense that doesn't have much margin for error, to lose these games to teams that they should win. Are you really that afraid? Is anybody that afraid of going to Denver or going to New England or going to Jacksonville with Josh Allen as your quarterback and knowing the quarterbacks that are on the other side and their inexperience? I don't think so, Ed. So when you say raise your level, I think the Bills not necessarily raise their level. I think that you are already on that level to be able to compete and even beat those teams. So that's where I fall on all of that. But there's such less margin for error this year than there has been in the past that that's what scares me in any of these contests.
Yeah, well said. Well, thanks for taking my call.
You got it. Thanks, Ed. Hope I answered your question. I don't think there's a right answer there to say, like, step it up and be like, okay, it's Trevor Lawrence. He's played well, but I think the Bills defensive staff would come up with a good plan against Trevor Lawrence. I think they'd come up with a good plan against Bo Nix. They did last year. He did nothing against them. One play in the first half, right? Yes, it's a good pass rush for Denver. No doubt about it. There are other things. Teams have scored points on them. Green Bay scored. Jacksonville scored. The Bills went to New England and won already this year. Like, there is no insurmountable team for them to go on the road against and beat. The problem is doing it three straight weeks and having all of the things that have befuddled you and failed you not happen for three straight weeks to have to overcome. That's the issue. And that's what they're facing right now. It's a good question, though, about, like, what would you rather have?
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes, if they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Would you rather have Kansas City and Baltimore and Cincy all in the playoff field and you knowing you're probably going to host one of them? Or would you rather have them all out of the playoff field and knowing you've got to go on the road for three straight games against these other teams? I still think going on the road for this team, particularly this year, the way they played, is the tougher challenge because they have not done it that well. They have been a different team on the road. They didn't play well at home yesterday. But generally, they were much better at home. It's funny when I think about this season, and the caller just said, like, he's thinking back on the season and how it's gone. One way that I've looked at this season, it's kind of crazy, actually, is that through the first half of the year, yeah, there were problems with offense, and you complain about Joe Brady. It's what people do. Fans do. Things don't work out. You blame the coordinator. You blame the offense. You blame the quarterback, whatever. But for the most part, it was, oh, my God, this defense is terrible. They can't stop the run. They can't fix anything. And it was defense, defense, defense. McDermott, head coach. He's a defensive head coach. And, like, that has kind of flipped. The script has flipped on that. It has been, oh, my God, this defense, look what they're doing with these guys. They're figuring it out. They've found the formula to do what they need to do. But now it's the offense that can't do anything that, you know, to overcome. And that's where this season's been weird for me. Let's go to Josh in Charlotte. Hi, Josh. You're on WGR.
Hey, Sal. How you doing, man?
I'm good. Thanks, buddy.
Hey, just going back to that two-point conversion, I heard on ESPN this morning on their show, Get Up, they were talking about, oh, they shouldn't have went, blah, blah, blah. I mean, when you're in that spot, you need to go for it. With what's on the line, you know, with Josh with his foot injury, I do think if we went into overtime having him out there on a couple more drives, I mean, you never know what's going to happen. So I definitely agree for going with
I did not watch that show today. Did everybody on the panel say the Bills should have kicked it?
I think Mike was talking about going, they shouldn't have gone for it. And I think someone else was backing him up on
okay.
that.
Okay, I'm just curious. I think it's a good debate. There's, hey, listen, yeah. I'll tell you, Josh, like, I respect anybody who says you have the momentum, go to overtime. I just think that there's a lot more that goes into it than that. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, I think so, too. And then, you know, with how the conditions were. Well, Sal, you were out there. Was it still raining pretty bad at the end of the fourth, or did it lighten up a little bit?
It was raining. I wouldn't say pretty bad. It was lightly raining still at the end of the fourth, I believe. Maybe not. I would say this, Josh. The weather, to me, did not factor into any part of this game other than maybe one fumble by Josh Allen and a couple of drop passes, I guess.
Exactly. And honestly, I mean, did you even think that was the fumble? It was so close to call.
No, and I'm talking about the fumble before that, the one where he fumbled the center exchange. That was, to me, because of the wet ball. You know, the other one was, Jimmy, because they ruled it a tuck rule fumble, so that's why.
Yeah, it was
so,
one of those. You know. It was kind of hard. They called it a fumble on the field, so it was like,
yeah,
you know, I was okay with that one. But, you know, going back to the two-point conversion, I know Josh Allen had Shakir open, but you know what's crazy, Sal? I think you had mentioned this earlier in the show. Josh Allen makes that throw 95 out of 100 times. And he's done so much for us, you know, this year, putting everything on his back and stuff. And it's hard, but you know what? I think going forward, I think we'll be able to come up with a good game plan against some of these teams. I know it's going to be really hard to go on the road and, you know, beat a lot of these teams. But with Josh Allen, you know, anything's possible with him. So
yeah, and, you know, the head coach, the head coach agreed with you yesterday. He said, Josh makes that throw, and I would give him the ball again, and he'll make that throw the next time. That's what he said. So.
Oh, yeah. No, most definitely. But yeah. I just wanted to comment on that. You know, it's weird. With some of these losses, I've definitely been defeated. I mean, like a lot of Bills fans. But this one, I'm like, you know what? Okay, let's rest the guys going into week 18. Well, not all of them, you know, but a good bit of them. Let's get Allen, you know, healthy again. Just get him on the right mindset. And you can tell. I mean, you saw how frustrated he was after he missed that call. I've not seen him that mad in a while. He looked pissed.
Yeah, for sure, Josh. For sure. I got to run, buddy. Thanks a lot for the phone call. Let's get to Mike, who's up next. Hi, Mike. You're on WGR.
Hey, Sal. How are you? Happy holidays.
Happy holidays to you, too. Thank you.
Hey, I'm just calling to say, you know, this is just my personal opinion on the matter. Everybody else is entitled to their own opinions and whatever else like that. Last night, I watched a quarterback play his heart out for this team and for this city. I think we can all agree upon that. And I think we can all agree upon the fact that Josh needs help on the offensive side of the ball. It's not Josh's fault. It's not the coach's fault. It's not the player's fault. If you want my honest opinion on the matter, what it boils down to is the person who called into your radio show, like I think it was a day or 2 days after the draft, and decided to basically come at all the disc jockeys and everything else like that you had on in the morning and everything, all because some people wanted to criticize him on the fact of, yet again, we do not have a number one wide receiver for Josh. He's out there basically trying to make the best of the situation and whatever, and we can only expect so much out of one man. And there's only one person in the position right now to bring in number one receivers to the organization, and that's Brandon Bean. And yet again, we are seeing again with the Patriots, we're seeing it again with pretty much everybody else that's in the playoff race right now in the AFC, why you need a number one and a number two threat receiver in order to help your quarterback in this league, or otherwise you're just not going to have any success.
All right, three things, Mike. Okay, number one, you never have to qualify it with, you know, having that is your opinion, because you're calling it as your opinion, buddy. So I got you, right? It's your opinion. You have to qualify that. I know that. That's why, and I appreciate you calling. Number two, just so you know, it wasn't like Brandon Bean called into the radio station because people were criticizing him, like, unprompted. It was a scheduled post-draft radio interview. You know what I mean? Like, it was something that they had set up that he was going to be on. Number three, I agree completely. They have to address wide receiver, and Brandon Bean needs to do that this offseason. Assuming he's still the GM of the Bills, I guess you can never know, you know, but I agree with you that they did not handle wide receiver well this year, and they need to do a better job. So I hope I touched on everything for you, buddy.
Absolutely. Have a good weekend.
Yeah, you got it. Thank you. Weekend. How about week? See? I did it to him. I said Friday like three times, so now he said have a good weekend. It's Monday. Hi, Brian in Florida. Go up. You're up next here on WGR on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show.
Hey, Sal. How are you?
I'm good, thanks.
Congrats on the new dog there with the new family member. That's awesome.
Yeah, and, thanks, Bernie. He's great. We love him.
Hey, look cute there on social media. And yeah, I can't blame the caller here. It feels like it's a whole big weekend here the last 2 weeks of the year. But
yeah, no kidding.
I get it. I get it. I called in last week, you know, and I've been critical with McDermott and Dean this year with a lot of the moves, but the one thing I think that myself and probably the rest of the, you know, fan base can't be critical of is the resilience with this team this year. I get that they've come up short in a few games, but you know, for them to be down as much as they've been down and for them to claw back in, you know, the second half or even one quarter like they did yesterday, that speaks volumes to, I think, the tight-knit group that they have up in that locker room at One Bills Drive. But more so, I want to get your take on, listen, this is a team that has not won in the playoffs on the road since 1992, okay? Mm-hmm. They do not have a playoff win in the last 30-something years on the road. I get, 17-year playoff drought. But listen, the last 7-8 years, you've been in the playoffs with McDermott. You got four losses against the Chiefs. Great, they're not there. You got the one wild card loss against the Texans. You're telling me, though, that you like them going on the road against a team like the Texans or like the Jaguars, who have a defense that can absolutely shut you down immediately.
I don't think anybody has said they like them going on the road in that situation.
I mean, that's the thing, you know. I mean, and now here we are. You know, they're going to have to win three straight on the road.
Sure. But, yeah, no, I've said it's that's tough. That's a tough deal to ask anybody to go on the road for three straight games. I like their chances much more against Jacksonville than I would against Houston because of that defense. But no, I don't think anybody likes the prospect of going to Houston on the road, and it's tough. Brian, I mean, like, yeah, I don't think anybody's. I will say though that I think they can beat any of these teams on the road or at home. I think the challenge is doing it three straight times like that. You know what I mean?
It seems almost impossible, but then I don't know. This year, and you know, a lot of the, you know, experts, you know, said, you know, there was not, you don't really know what this team is, you know, especially going into the last week of the season. But then, you know, last week, I think you said it perfectly. You know, they want to win games. They're going to have to find the ways on the ground to pound the rock with, you know, not just James Cook. I think with all three backs, hopefully they can get Allen some rest here in the next 2 weeks. He's a key cog. But man, I think the absence of Kincaid, when they have Kincaid in that offense this year, that three tight end set, they can go become like that mid-2000, you know, kind of New England Patriots. And I get they don't have some of the receivers like they did. But if you could control the clock and you can control that line of scrimmage, I'm going to go on the notion that, again, I talked about, again, that resiliency. You know, they make those second half adjustments. Could you imagine if they're playing all four quarters like they do, you know, in the second half this year? Holy smokes!
All right, let me touch on that, Brian. I got to get going, okay? But let me touch on that, Brian. He was all over the place in a lot of things. Good call, Brian. But I didn't know which way you were going there. You were talking about how much you love the resiliency, but then you were, oh my God, they can't go on the road and win in the playoffs, and then they got to control the line of scrimmage. But then you'd be like the 2000s New England Patriots. So a lot there. I know you're just trying to talk it through. So let me just say this on the resiliency point. 100% right, very resilient. It's a group that knows they can come back at any point. We've seen it this year. You can't get down like that in the playoffs to these teams. These teams are too good to be able to come back. You just can't do it. And you got to start faster. You got to start better. You got to have a lead. The Bills in the locker room even said that. Like, we can't put ourselves in that position. And they have too much this year. And he also said Jaguars. I saw that. You guys in the chat, you noticed it. Brian said, and Brian was in Florida, and he said Jaguars. Jaguars, folks, it's the Jaguars. It's also not a Friday. It's a Monday. I've said Friday three times today. It's a Buffalo football Monday. We have sit up, stand down. Hey, buddy, on the way. More of your phone calls as well here on a Buffalo football Monday on a windy Western New York day today on WGR. Make sure you're tuned in to News Radio 930 WBEN for any weather updates today. A lot going on with the weather today, so make sure you tune in on the radio dial to 930 AM, our sister station, News Radio 930. In the meantime, we have more coming your way here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.